Friends of the Montague Library have chosen the Russian Five for their One Book, One Community celebration this fall. We're talking with the winner of that choice, talking to author Keith Gave, who is, I think you're out and about giving talks already. We look forward to seeing you come soon here at our area, Montague Library. Keith Gave, good morning.
Good morning, Shelley. Thank you very much for having me. And I got to tell you, it's quite an honor to be chosen for the One Book, One Community Award. Susan Newhoff and I have been planning this for several months now, and I'm really looking forward to coming over there to the Montague Branch Library and spending some time with patrons there, readers, and maybe a few hockey fans. That's pretty good hockey country over there.
You bet. Well, hearing from Susan, who's been an interviewee here on the show herself, she describes you as delightful. Your book has won a 2019 Library of Michigan Notable Book Award, and certainly you have been out and about speaking here November 3, as you mentioned, at the Montague Library System. So, let's get into your award-winning book, The Russian Five, pick for the One Book, One Community, so we all should be reading by now. What's it about?
Well, it's about how the Detroit Red Wings, a very, very, a noble and honorable franchise in the NHL for a long, long time, one of the original six teams, had fallen on hard times for a couple of decades. New ownership came to town. Mike and Marian Ilitch bought the team and started sinking money into it, and they started trying to build a team, and it was taking forever. And the Red Wings took a chance and started drafting players, great players, from behind the Iron Curtain, not really knowing whether they'd be able to get them out to defect and come to North America to play hockey and make the Red Wings a better team. And ultimately, in 1989, they drafted a couple of guys. Hockey fans would know their names, Sergei Fedorov and Vladimir Konstantinov, the first two guys they drafted. And after they drafted them that June, about a month later, the Wings came to me and asked me if I would consider doing them a favor and contacting those players using my media credentials and my background in the Russian language. I'd worked for the military, the NSA, actually, for about 6 years as a linguist, essentially in the intelligence business, keeping track of bad guys on the other side of the Berlin Wall back in the 1970s. Anyways, because I had the language skills, they asked me if I would consider writing a letter to those guys and trying to get it to them under the guise of conducting an interview them. And I did that in Helsinki, Finland in 1989. And a year later, Sergei Fedorov defected from the Goodwill Games out in Seattle to come to Detroit and start playing hockey for the Red Wings. A year later, Vladimir Konstantinov came over. A year later, another young guy that they had drafted a year later, Slava Kozlov, came over, and they had three of the five. And then the Red Wings, still they were having trouble getting over the hump. They've become a really good team, but they couldn't win in the playoffs. And they finally decided to hire the best coach in the history of the game, Scotty Bowman, who traded for a couple of more older famous Russian players, Slava Fetisov and Igor Larionov. Now they had five of them, and a year or so later, they won their first Stanley Cup in 42 years on June 7th, 1997.
Wow. Again, you'll hear more about the Russian Five for sure November 3rd. I'll give you all the details. Thanks to you, Keith Gave, chosen for this One Book, One Community by the Montague Friends of Montague. Were you a hockey player yourself?
I was not. I grew up in a kind of a blue collar family over in Macomb County, and hockey is an expensive sport. I played pond hockey when the lakes and the canals froze around Lake St. Clair, where I grew up. I certainly was a fan of the game growing up in the 50s and 60s with Gordie Howe and those guys playing in Detroit. But I didn't play hockey. I played all the other sports, baseball. I played college baseball a little high school football and basketball and so on. But I didn't play organized hockey. I wish I had because I always loved the game.
Nice. Let's look a little bit at the events for the One Book, One Community celebration, obviously here in our own backyard. Everything from, looks like next week, the actual documentary, The Russian Five, will be shown at the Montague City Council. You'll also have an opportunity to, looks like hockey talk and beer will be available October 30th. But you, looks like you actually in town, Keith, on the 3rd for the community potluck and more?
Yes, yes. I believe Susan has me scheduled to speak at to a couple of school groups the next day on the 4th, which I'm really looking forward to. Love talking to kids, younger kids, college students, whoever I get a chance to talk with about hockey, the Red Wings. The Red Wings seem to have fans everywhere. And I've remained close with the team. I covered the Red Wings for about covered NHL hockey for about 20 years. The Red Wings for about 15, 16 years, and for the Detroit Free Press. And always enjoyed talking with school groups about the Red Wings.
Awesome. And certainly the kids are asking about maybe how to be a professional player, or what kind of questions will they be asking you?
Well, it's really funny. It depends on the age of the kids. The younger kids usually ask me as a newsman how much money you make, who's my favorite player, those kinds of things. But there's typically a lot of interest in the Detroit Red Wings. They have fans all over the state, and people always want to know the state of the team. I keep tabs on the team. I talk with the coaches and front office people quite regularly. I watch all the games, and people often want to know my analysis of when this team is going to get better again and start making the playoffs and give us more Stanley Cup hockey in the springtime. They've missed the playoffs for the past 3 years, and a lot of people know when that good hockey in the springtime is going to come back.
Awesome. Well, again, we'll be asking our questions a variety of ways to do that, from the documentary of the Russian Five next week to your presenting. Looks like there's a 5 o'clock potluck on November 3rd at the Lebanon Lutheran Church, and then certainly tune into the Montague Library. There's a phone number, 231-893-2675. Where do we find out more information about you, Keith?
Pardon me?
Where do we find more information about you?
Well, I do have a little website out there where people can kind of keep track of where I'm going to be and what I'm doing at keithgave.com. I have a Twitter feed at Keith Gave. I do not have a Facebook page, but I'm pretty easy to find. Somebody even told me there's a Wikipedia page out there.
Okay.
I don't pay much attention to that stuff, but that's where they can find out about me. And about the documentary film, I was a writer-producer of the documentary as well.
Wow.
Awfully proud of that project, too. And I kind of wrote the book, and we worked on the movie at the same time. And if I would have had my way, Shelley, I lost a lot of arguments as we were putting that movie together, because I wanted to make sure this got in, and we have to do this, we have to do that. It probably would have been a 4-hour film. As it is, it's about 99 minutes. So you know how you walk out of a movie theater and you hear people saying, well, yeah, I like the movie a lot, but the book was better. I'm not saying the book is better, because I was involved in both projects, but I will say that it is as good as the documentary is, and it's really good. It'll make you cry in the end.
Wow.
The book, it just has a lot more of those great details that we weren't able to fit into the film.
Sure. Well, the best of both then, reading the book and certainly seeing the film, because the book has been chosen. One Book, One Community Celebration, the Montague area. It is your book, The Russian Five, Keith Gave. Thank you, and travel safely. We'll see you when you're here in West Michigan.